The Daily Office Readings for Tuesday
from Proper 20 after Pentecost.
Among the Psalms appointed for today is Part 2 of Psalm 78. How often the people disobeyed him in the wilderness and offended him in the desert. Again and again they tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power in the day when he ransomed them from the enemy, how he wrought his signs in Egypt and his omens in the field of Zoan. He turned their rivers into blood so that they could not drink of their streams. He sent swarms of flies among them which ate them up, and frogs which destroyed them. He gave their crops to the caterpillar, the fruit of their toil to the locust. He killed their vines with hail and their sycamores with frost. He delivered their cattle to hailstones and their livestock to hot thunderbolts. He poured out upon them his blazing anger, fury, indignation, and distress, a troop of destroying angels. He gave full rein to his anger. He did not spare their souls from death, but delivered their lives to the plague. He struck down all the firstborn of Egypt, the flower of manhood in the dwellings of Ham. He led out his people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them to safety, and they were not afraid. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to his holy land, the mountain his right hand had won. He drove out the Canaanites before them and apportioned an inheritance to them by lot. He made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. But they tested the Most High God and defied him, and did not keep his commandments. They turned away and were disloyal like their fathers. They were undependable like a warped bow. They grieved him with their hill altars and provoked his displeasure with their idols. When God heard this, he was angry and utterly rejected Israel. He forsook the shrine at Shiloh, the tabernacle where he had lived among his people. He delivered the ark into captivity, his glory into the adversary's hand. He gave his people to the sword and was angered against his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men. There were no wedding songs for their maidens. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord woke as though from sleep, like a warrior refreshed with wine. He struck his enemies on the backside and put them to perpetual shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim. He chose instead the tribe of Judah and Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary like the heights of heaven, like the earth which he founded forever. He chose David, his servant, and took him away from the sheepfolds. He brought him from following the ewes to be a shepherd over Jacob, his people, and over Israel, his inheritance. So he shepherded them with a faithful and true heart, and guided them with the skillfulness of his hands. The second reading is from the book of Acts, and in this passage, Paul has been living in Corinth for about 18 months, preaching the gospel. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews set upon Paul in a body and brought him into court. "This man," they said, "is inducing people to worship God in ways that are against the law." Paul was just about to speak when Gallio said to them, "If it had been a question of crime or grave misdemeanor, I should, of course, have given you Jews a patient hearing. But if it is some bickering about words and names in your Jewish law, you may see to it yourselves. I have no mind to be a judge of these matters." And he had them ejected from the court. Then there was a general attack on Sosthenes, who held office in the synagogue, and they gave him a beating in full view of the bench. But all this left Gallio quite unconcerned. Paul stayed on for some time, and then took leave of the brotherhood and set sail for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. At Cenchreae, he had his hair cut off because he was under a vow. When they reached Ephesus, he parted from them and went himself into the synagogue, where he held a discussion with the Jews. He was asked to stay longer, but declined and set out from Ephesus, saying, as he took leave of them, "I shall come back to you if it is God's will." On landing at Caesarea, he went up and paid his respects to the church and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time there, he set out again and made a journey through the Galatian countryside and on through Phrygia, bringing new strength to all the converts. Now there arrived at Ephesus a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, powerful in his use of the Scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and was full of spiritual fervor, and in his discourses he taught accurately the facts about Jesus, though he knew only John's baptism. He now began to speak boldly in the synagogue, where Priscilla and Aquila heard him. They took him in hand and expounded the new way to him in greater detail. Finding that he wished to go across to Achaia, the brotherhood gave him their support, and wrote to the congregation there to make him welcome. From the time of his arrival, he was very helpful to those who had by God's grace become believers, for he strenuously confuted the Jews, demonstrating publicly from the Scriptures that the Messiah is Jesus. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Luke, and in this passage, John has been wandering in the wilderness, baptizing people. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. The people were on the tiptoe of expectation, all wondering about John, whether perhaps he was the Messiah. But he spoke out and said to them all, I baptize you with water, but there is one to come who is mightier than I. I am not fit to unfasten his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His shovel is ready in his hand to winnow his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary, but he will burn the chaff on a fire that can never go out. In this and many other ways he made his appeal to the people and announced the good news. But Prince Herod, when he was rebuked by him over the affair of his brother's wife Herodias, and for his other misdeeds, crowned them all by shutting John up in prison. During a general baptism of the people, when Jesus too had been baptized and was praying, heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and there came a voice from heaven, Thou art my Son, my Beloved. On thee my favor rests. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.